Hi everyone, I'm Michael at FinTech Scotland, and I'm delighted to welcome you to this new episode, the first of our second season. Thank you to all our regular listeners, and welcome to you if you're new to FinTech Scotland podcast. For this new season, we wanted to speak about the FinTech Research and Innovation Roadmap that we recently launched. You can access it on fintechscotland.com/roadmap. I'm joined today by my CEO, Nicola Anderson, Eleanor Shaw, Associate Principal at the Hunter Centre for Entrepreneurship at the University of Strathclyde Business School, and Anthony Rafferty, CEO at Origo, one of the most innovative fintech in Scotland. Eleanor, hi, how are you?
I'm great, Mikhail. Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me to spend some time with you today.
A real pleasure. And hi, Anthony, I hope you're well.
I'm very well, thank you. It's lovely to be here and to meet you as well, Eleanor.
Yes, likewise, likewise.
Fabulous. So I will start with Nicola. Nicola, would you be able to tell us a bit more about what the R&I roadmap is and why it was created?
Thanks, Mikhail. It's great to be here. And it's a really exciting time as we think about the opportunity that the roadmap presents for sure. I think we're in a really interesting time as we think about the changes that we're seeing across the world, the development of the digital economy, some of these bigger questions around the future of money. We're also seeing more focus on the cost of living as we currently are in a lot of change. Technology's having a broad impact in financial services and more generally as to in terms of how we live our lives. And so the roadmap really brings together a perspective from an industry on what will the future of finance start to look like. And I think that's a really important question to put on the table. Because it helps us then, the roadmap helps us really consider, well, what are those priorities as we ask that big question? And this is an industry response, so it gives us that industry perspective, and it helps us think about the opportunities for innovators, the opportunities for research to deepen our understanding on certain questions, and to help us advance the fintech opportunity and the digital finance opportunity.
Now, Eleanor, Anthony, could you please tell me, respectively, why you think that the R&I roadmap is important for Scotland and for the UK more generally?
Okay, I'm happy to go first, Mikhail. I think it's an important demand-led response rather than us assuming what the sector wants. You know, they've let us know. And so this is a demand-led response to the challenges and the opportunities that are, you know, existing and more to come, both for financial services and also for fintech companies. And I think what it does is it supports the case for greater levels of investment in R&D as it relates to fintech and to fintech companies and all of the opportunities that exist. And my third comment would be, you know, from a point of view of academic research, it's really important that the research that we engage in is useful research, that it's valuable, and that it can have an impact on practice, on business, and on communities. And this framework really helps myself and colleagues across the sector because it points to us as to what's important for the sector. So it really helps us focus our research.
Thank you,
Yeah,
Eleanor.
great points, Eleanor. I completely agree with all of that. I would just add, I'd say that the fintech environment in Scotland is fantastic. It's flourishing. It's growing. It's developing. But actually, I think this is important. This roadmap is important because it's good to have a plan. We're unique actually in Scotland in the way that we collaborate. You think about all these disparate companies. Actually, we're collaborating to improve the environment for fintechs. So it's good to now do that behind this plan, and that's why I think it's important.
Absolutely. And in terms of the delivery of the roadmap, obviously both the organization will be involved, and you are already because you participated in the piece of research that led to the creation of the roadmap. Can you tell us how you will or how you hope you will be involved in the delivery?
Maybe I'll take this one first, Eleanor.
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We will be involved. I mean, the themes of the roadmap are actually very consistent with the strategy of Origo. So we're really interested in, for example, open finance. So using data to make life easier for citizens, so they can have all their financial data on the one place. We are currently in the middle of building the technology for the UK Pensions Dashboard. And that's, you know, one part of open finance. So we certainly get involved as part of our day job, but we're also really happy to volunteer our time and our thinking to get behind it, you know, to meet with other like-minded organizations to drive forward the strategy. So it's both a day job thing and something that we're passionate about on the side.
Yeah, I completely agree there. And I think Tony's making some really good points. This is about being part of a community. You know, myself, Tony and others were involved in the vast amount of consultation that went into the roadmap. And I think that shows the great sense of community and the willingness on the part of all of us to really want to make something unique and special happen in Scotland and elsewhere. All of the themes outlined in the roadmap are relevant to myself and colleagues at Strathclyde. We believe that they provide opportunities not just for those of us working in fintech or in open, you know, open data in all of its senses, but also, you know, colleagues at Strathclyde working, for example, in the space cluster, I can imagine them having an interest in some of the themes that are recognised. As a university, we were keen to support new technology, new business models, and work with our partners to respond to new organisational challenges and opportunities. We're delighted to be a strategic partner of FinTech Scotland and to work with all other partners in the community to drive long-term success for Scotland's FinTech cluster. So it's great to have this mapped out as to how we can help make that happen.
So yes, it's a great question as we think about the delivery of the roadmap. And because it offers us a framework, it sets out the priorities for action. And actions are described in kind of two main types of activity. We talk about innovation calls as one of those actions. And in essence, that's an opportunity really for us to be clear on what the problem is, get real clarity on a problem statement, or a potential barrier or hurdle, and to think about the innovation or the solutions that will help us advance that problem or that issue. So those tools, that innovation call tool, is going to be really important, I think, as we think about the delivery of the roadmap. And we're already seeing organisations use those tools, which is fantastic. We're seeing some great work in Lloyds, we're seeing some great work in Phoenix, we're seeing some great work with other banks coming up. And we're seeing great opportunity right across the cluster as they think about innovation calls. And the other tool that they that we'll get behind as we think about the delivery of the roadmap is that really important focus on research and bringing our academic community and all of our strengths across Scotland together to help us advance our understanding of how tech could be applied to address some of the issues or indeed advance the future of finance. So those having those kind of tools available to us just allows us then to think about the collaboration that we can build to address these issues, and that enables change.
And I believe that the theme of RegTech is close to your heart and to Strathclyde's universities. And you actually have an event coming up on the 10th of May, if I'm not mistaken, and people can register on the FinTech Scotland website. Can you tell us why RegTech is so important?
Okay, so RegTech is important. You know, so regulation and compliance are important for any industry. It's important not to curb innovation or entrepreneurial thinking, but to drive reputation and to drive credibility. And particularly at a time when there are so many opportunities that advances in technology are providing for innovations in financial services, financial products, it's really important that we wrap around that the relevant regulation to, you know, to give customers confidence, to give them comfort, and to encourage others to get involved, knowing that, you know, all of this has been done in a safe and regulatory framework, if you like, format. But I also believe, you know, knowing the community at large, there's a real sense of purpose, you know, that's driving the work across Scotland. And I think RegTech is part of that sense of purpose. So I think it just provides that reassurance and that credibility, Mikhail.
RegTech is a subject very close to my heart, as many people who know me will know. I'm really excited, actually, about the opportunity that RegTech presents. Regulation in financial services is vital. It provides a really clear opportunity for responsibility and for good outcomes for customers, businesses, and all of us that avail of the financial services product. So it's a fundamental part of the financial services sector. It's a fundamental part of our economy, and technology offers an opportunity for change in financial services, and in so doing it will also offer a significant opportunity for change in how we think about regulation, how we develop future policies, and how we actually demonstrate that we're complying and being responsible in that space. It opens up the conversation for future change. And in the roadmap, we heard really clearly from industry, they want to see RegTech focus on helping them to simplify compliance. And that's vital, because that will free up significant investment opportunity if we can find a way to be more efficient in how we think about delivering against regulation. They also told us about RegTech offering an opportunity to think about different risk, the approach to risk and managing risk in the future. And they also talked about supervisory tech and how technology can help the regulators themselves evolve their thinking. And that actually is quite exciting, as we put those three together to think about the future of financial services, availing of RegTech to deliver differently.
Thank you. And I guess you mentioned earlier in one of the previous questions that we need to make sure that research has an impact. So how do we move from a roadmap to actions? I know Nicola would have spoken about our plans at FinTech Scotland, but on the university side and with the FinTechs, Anthony, as well, how will we deliver that roadmap?
Yeah, one of the things that certainly we do at Origo is we like to get very close with our customers. So when we're developing, for example, a new proposition, a new service, we typically work with subject matter experts from across the industry, so from across our potential customer base. Our purpose is to connect the financial services marketplace. So it's always solutions that, you know, make things more efficient, make sure data ends up in the right place, or does things through a straight-through process. But we don't do that in isolation. We do absolutely with research with our potential customer base. For example, we've just launched a new digital proposition that simplifies the financial advice letter of authority process. And we built that solution with just over 60 people from across the industry taking their research, their thinking, and turning that into a digital solution. So I think for me, it's always about getting close to customers and making sure that you do listen to the detail of what customers are looking for.
Yeah, I mean, likewise, I think it's going back to community, you know, to be able to deliver on the roadmap. As a university, we would never engage in a piece of research without broad consultation and involvement with those individuals and organisations that we would hope that would benefit from the findings of our research. So I think that sense of community, that partnering that Tony's spoken about, are really important. At Strathclyde, we have our Technology and Innovation Centre, which sits at the heart of Glasgow City Innovation District. What that gives us very immediate access to is a whole ecosystem of creatives, innovators, entrepreneurs, many of whom are either working directly in fintech or in other areas of either financial services or technology with implications for fintech. So what we would hope to do would be discuss the roadmap with them and working with them, working with Fintech Scotland, look at how we can best support, if you like, implementing the actions of the roadmap in a way that drives benefit and advantage for our partners. So I think that idea of community collaboration will be really important in implementing the roadmap.
The roadmap will lead hopefully to the creation of 20,000 jobs, and the GVA would go from £0.5 billion to £2.1 billion by 2031. So can I ask you to why do you think that Scotland is in such a great place when it comes to fintech, and what are our USPs really?
Tony, do you want, you sound as if
you... Yeah, happy to go first. Well, I genuinely think we are uniquely placed. We've got fabulous universities, you know, five of the top universities in the world in Scotland. We've got a really vibrant fintech community that we've talked about. We collaborate well together. We've now got this plan and strategy. But, you know, those jobs, if they're not created here, let's not forget, they will be created somewhere else. I think it's really important that we do continue to deliver on this plan to make sure that that those jobs do end up here. I worked for a number of years in London in a digital garage, spent a lot of time in a digital garage there. And you know, let's be frank, we are, although we collaborate well with them, we do compete though for jobs and for businesses and so on. So and I know where I'd rather live. And you know, I'd rather not spend an hour or 2 hours on a train getting into kind of central London. So I think we've got all the right ingredients, plus it's a fantastic place to live as well. So I think we've got a really good chance of delivering on those targets.
Yeah, Tony, you're absolutely right. I think this is all about place. And you know, place, of course, are our brilliant academic institutions. I think Scotland has some fantastic talent, talent that is already working in the sector or has other skills that really would benefit the sector. So I think the talent that we have, lots is happening right now in Scotland that's really exciting for fintech and other tech-enabled communities. There's soon-to-be launched Tech Scaler following the Logan report that will span Scotland's going to really draw such a focus onto fintech and other tech-enabled companies, particularly to Glasgow, where Strathclyde is based. I've already spoken about the Glasgow City Innovation District. I think also we've got the Barclays campus, which is another great asset for Glasgow. And of course, in the most recent Levelling Up white paper, there was commitment for the Innovation Accelerator, one of the ones throughout the UK, to be located in Glasgow. So there's lots of positive things happening. Great transport links. And you know, myself yesterday, I drove out to Loch Lomond for the afternoon. It literally took me about half an hour. And just that point that Tony's making, the lifestyle is fantastic. You know, it's we can be out in the countryside. Glasgow's a UNESCO city of culture. We've got fabulous Edinburgh, you know, Inverness, Aberdeen, Dundee, all brilliant cities that anyone would be delighted to go and visit and have an absolutely super time. So I think right across Scotland, we can offer a lot to talent that wants to be creative, to innovate, but to do it in a really nice, pleasant environment as well.
So we have seen the FinTech Scotland cluster develop and evolve over the last 4 or 5 years. And I think that's a testament to the financial services experience that we have in Scotland, the expertise and the heritage in financial services that we have here. It's also a testament to the capability of innovation that we have in Scotland. And so those ingredients have really served us well as we develop and build the opportunity for innovation in financial services and fintech. And as we now think about the cluster in action, We have a really strong fintech community who have depth of expertise in technology and its application into financial services. We have real purpose in our academic leaders and our academic contributors to the cluster. And Strathclyde is a brilliant example of an institution who really think about entrepreneurial development and responsible innovation. The University of Edinburgh equally driving significant change as we think about the opportunity for fintech innovation. And the opportunities that the University of Glasgow present are also really significant in this space. So I think hopefully you're getting a sense there of the breadth of expertise that we have across Scotland as we think about the future of fintech, we think about the future of financial services. And then that also helps us consider our connections across the UK and our international connections. So we're also a country that I think that gets behind action and we enable change. And I think that's demonstrated right across what we've achieved in the FinTech Scotland cluster so far and the ambition that we're setting ourselves as we think about the future of FinTech innovation for Scotland and for the UK.
That's a great way to end the show. Thank you very much, both. That's all we've got time for today. So thank you again to both of you and for participating in this new podcast, new series. Thank you to all our listeners, and we'll see you soon for our next episode.